Take that one. It doesn't work. This one does.
Well, I tested them this morning.
Battery's down.
Oh, well.
We overused it. Okay, Todd.
Well, hopefully the email that I sent you guys is helpful. I will continue doing that, whether I'm going to be to the meeting or not. We used to do it, Hunjil. And then when things kind of slowed down a little bit, it just kind of went wayward. So just to run down through what we are working on, the exterior upgrades of the Pinedale Fire Station, the bids have been opened. I sent the bid tab and the results to all of you when you was in Cheyenne. Today's agenda, I think we've got the notice of award to get that signed. I've got all the contract documents and everything once we get the bonding return from the contractor. But he needs a notice of award before he can get his bonding, so it's a cat and mouse game. The only hurry on that is I've been here and there's like a 12-week lead time for the siding material. So if that's the case, then we want to get that awarded. And we'll probably end up paying materials because it's going to be a pretty healthy chunk of change.
That's for the neon green.
That's for the neon green flash and pink trim. Right. That's next. You guys get to pick the color. How's that? Daniel Fire Station, I've been working with Shad and his staff on floor plans. I believe I attached that with my email to show you guys kind of what their thought process is on that. Outside of that, I've been working with Weston Engineering. They're out of Lyman. They do a lot of wells. As far as siting, the well location and putting a spec package together to get out to contractors, well drillers, to do that work. So I'll keep you in the loop when that comes to fruition. Fairgrounds, Jay and I have been working on trying to get his pole barn off dead center. We originally ended up with two quotes for his pole barn, but one of them was almost double the size of the other one. And so we went back and says, guys, this is what we want. So can you freshen up your bids and get them back? So I'm hoping by the next meeting we'll have that so that Jay can present that to you. The Pinedale Fire Station interior upgrades. Premier has made a lot of headway. That room, the additional room is being painted today. The doors are being hung today. And as soon as we get the contract going for Flo-Rite, which is one of the reasons I'm here today, then we can get the HVAC started on that. I did hear some backlash, I guess, as far as why did we do a time and materials on the interior and the upgrades for the fire station. I'll take credit. Hopefully it's credit. The reason being there was no plans. We didn't have an architect come in and draw up plans. It was Shad basically taking the contractors and saying, I want a quote to accomplish this, 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 and this. I seen real reason for a contractor to come in with really high numbers, scared dollars, if you will. So talking with Matt via email, going with the T&M, what that does is allows the contractor to give us his hourly wages, what he pays his people. So like when he turns in a pay request, he gives me timesheets. And then on materials, there's a 15% markup for invoice materials. And that way, if it takes a box of nails for this that nobody's seen, the contractor doesn't have to have that scared money in it. So far, it's working out. We did put a not-to-exceed price on the T&M, but we're anticipating coming in under them numbers. That's clear as mud.
So what you're needing from the commission today is an approval with Premier?
No, not Premier.
Well, there's two things. There's notice of the award.
The notice of award.
With Premier site for the exterior.
For the exterior.
You need that.
Yes.
And then you also need approval of the agreement for the cost plus with Flo-Rite Plumbing.
Correct.
Two separate things.
Correct.
So I'd like to take care of those when we go on down the line.
Okay.
Moving forward. So the first thing that Todd presented us with was this notice of award with Premier Site Development. So I would entertain a motion to approve the notice of award with Premier Site Development for the Pinedale Fire Station exterior building upgrade in the amount of $290,000.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Second.
Moved and seconded. Kerry, do you have the wording on that? Is there any discussion, gentlemen?
Mr. Chairman, yes. And don't take this wrong, but so I'm getting in on these things kind of late, but the last time that we awarded something with the Soil Conservation Service, it came in way over. Is this thing going to come in way over at some point? Is this going to be the number, I guess, what I'm asking?
That actually is the high number. How's that?
So we're not going to be, somebody's not going to come back and say, oh, guess what?
No, I believe I sent you guys the bid tab along with the architect's cost estimate. This was right in the middle of the architect's cost estimate.
And so
the 290 was.
Matt, for sake of completeness, this is something you have reviewed.
The notice of award?
Yes.
Yes, I have reviewed. Okay.
So this is a contract amount.
Not to exceed.
So we're covered here. It's a little bit different situation.
Correct.
Any more discussion? If not, I'll call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Your name's on there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't know where I need to sign.
Right.
It's
there.
Authorized signature right here. There's three different sites. Owner, authorized signature.
Owner is Silva County, so this signature, middle line.
Okay. Now, does Kerry need to... That's only signature.
Yep.
Okay.
And I've got the rest of the documentation.
Do you need this for copying purposes? Okay, so before we go on, let's go to the second item of concern, and that is the agreement between owner and contractor, Sublet County, and Flo-Rite Plumbing, so the work to be done on the Pinedale Fire Department interior.
Correct.
If I could have a motion to that effect.
Mr. Commissioner, I make a motion we move forward with the Flo-Rite Plumbing bid on the interior for the fire hall.
Okay, have a motion.
Is there an amount with that?
No, this is cost plus.
It's cost plus.
T&M.
$31,094.
Not to exceed
31.
Estimate.
$94, you said? $31,000.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Now, Commissioner Becker.
Thank you. I don't have that. I guess I must have just missed it in my packet, perhaps.
It's not in the packet.
That's why I don't have it. Is there a copy available?
That one came via email because I didn't expect for him to get his bonding and insurance as quick as he did.
Okay.
I can make you a copy if you want.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any other questions or comments? If not, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Sign that this one. I think Abby's got it signed. The contractor's got it signed.
Okay. Look and see what I saw. Right here?
No.
Right here. Individual signature. Yep.
Carrie can attest that.
Okay. I'll give it to Carrie now. Back. All right, Todd, now that we got those items cleared up, where are we going now?
That's it. I kind of rattled through everything. Like I say, that over the next 2 weeks, that's we'll probably be getting bids for the pole barn at the fairgrounds that was previously budgeted from Jay.
Right.
Or for Jay. And then the work out at on the Daniel Fire Station. We opted to try to get moving forward as far as getting that well located and drilled.
Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir.
I only have one question. We haven't moved forward with a site plan, so how do you know where to put the well?
That site plan that I sent you.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to be within that proximity.
I just, the two points that come to my mind is we don't want to trench a water line for a mile,
right,
or we don't want it to come up under the building.
Right. And so I sent that site plan, the one that I sent you guys, to the well driller. Not the well driller, but the engineer that's working on the specs, so that we can place that. Shad and his crew and Billy have all agreed with that being the site for the building.
So
in that corner.
My next question is in the past we've had the situation of buildings being built lower than subgrade or dead grade, and we have water issues.
I'm not an architect.
I know.
So it's not going to happen.
Somebody has to address that in this case because it is in a hole.
Right. Everything slopes to the east in that location.
Yeah. You know where I'm going with that.
And it will not.
The floor elevation needs to be higher than the outside ground.
And it will be.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Thank you. Because the fairgrounds are so much building.
Thank you.
It's a long list.
Good comment. Okay.
Yes.
Keep your eye on that.
Well, speaking of wells, do we want to talk to Andre next?
Yeah. So I'm sure you guys already know that we have issues with that well out of Roden Bridge. That's the one that does the fire suppression. And so I'm going to give you a little history real quick on what the deal is with that well, because we just had it looked at. I met with the guy yesterday, Jeff Sherman, and So I guess in the past, that well is about 50-something feet deep. And in the past, they had a pump that they lost down inside there. And this was years long before me. And they, instead of fishing it out of there and putting the new pump in, they just put a pump over the top of it. So the pump that's in there now is only at 38 feet. That was not what was recommended to do, but people made decisions to do that because they needed water flowing. That's what they said. So now it's not working correctly, and we're not getting the water out of there that we need to, and the building's not protected. And so we want to get those pumps out of there. We're going to rehab the well because the sand has climbed inside there, and they're going to blow the sand out. And they're going to set a new pump down in there at the right depth and get it flowing correctly again. And it's going to cost $20,000. I have the money in my budget. I need to get that building protected. That's my priority. What?
$20,000 to fish the pumps and rehab the well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How deep is the well? Do you know?
It's like, I think like 58 or something like that. Well, they don't. So he went high on fishing the pump out of there because
okay.
they don't. It could take months. It could take. Well, he days. I mean,
well, you know
it's only 50 something feet deep.
How do you put it?
Yeah.
It's
well, and so he tried to go high on the getting the pump out. That's what.
Because it may be.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Is there part of the pipe on the end of the pump?
No, that's the, well. There's nothing connected right now. They lost that pump a long time ago. I don't know the exact situation. I just know
it's probably there's one pump down there. Pump and motor. I'm going to assume.
Yes.
It's a big well. It's
yeah,
over
this
500
does like,
GPM.
Yeah.
So it's probably about that long with the pump and the motor on it.
So originally what the well was set there for was to get water to the trucks in the summertime when Billy needs water. And then in the wintertime, he doesn't use it, but it still protects the building. And in the summertime, the water level's high enough that it still protects the building. So the other option is, you know, if they want it for like Shad's trucks and stuff in the wintertime, we would have to put, you know, a tank in. But that can happen after. Like I said, my main concern is I want to get the building protected. I mean, if something happens, we don't have water. So, and I want to do it correctly. There's other parts to fixing the well, too. There's some other damage to the well and stuff that they are going to correct. But, so, I just wanted to let you guys know what's going on. But I got to get that ball rolling. And that's why I tried to kind of sneak in here today as quickly as I could.
So the situation is, I mean, you've explained to us about the well and needing to redo the well or get it functioning again. It's also one of the things that comes under your department is maintenance. You have the budget. Normally, if this was a $5,000 project, you wouldn't even be talking to us about it. This is just a matter of informing us that you have a major project moving forward that you will be spending in the neighborhood of $20,000 out of your approved budget to get the problem corrected.
I didn't want any surprise bills coming across that you guys didn't know what it was for.
Mr. Chairman, does that include the cost of the pump? New pump?
Yes. That's the bid.
Does he think that pump's bad? The one that's set too shallow?
The one that's actually that we have been used, not the one that's below it. We don't know anything about the pump below it, but the one on top, it may be functioning still, but nevertheless, we'll have a spare pump, you know, once it gets set in that. And the other part of that is they never tested that well properly, because we were looking at the sheets, and they're like, they only ran it, you know, tested it for 2 hours, and they said, you have to test these for at least 4 hours. So the driller that I talked to yesterday said he's going to exhaust the well. He's going to take it to its limit. So then we really know what that well can do. We talked about re-drilling it, you know, to get better flow so then we can get, you know, Shad his water in the wintertime. And they said there's no guarantee that you'll get the flow you need. Like, we can re-drill it and we can go deeper, but they can't say, yes, you're going to get this. So, I don't know. That's not a huge concern of mine. I really just want to get the building protected.
This is the same contract you used on the dump for the landfill.
Yeah, it just
went well.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, we really like him.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when there's a few of those ones that I'm always going to call that guy. He's one of them. So. But anyway, and I just wanted to get you guys informed.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yep.
That's all we need. Thank you, Andre.
Appreciate Thank you.
It.
Thanks, guys.
All right, I think we're down.
Last vouchers from Kerry.
What's that?
Last vouchers from Kerry that came in after the big packet. Do we need to approve?
If you're talking about the one you did, I already approved it.
Is it in the big pile?
No, but she gave it to me just after lunch. And I
don't we all need to sign?
Well, as a supervisor, I mean, now I have to sign things coming out of the commissioner's budget. I don't think so. I think that is approved.
Oh.
But I will ask her. It's just like one of those things.
I had one too. Yeah.
I didn't see. I signed both of them.
Yeah. Yep.
Carrie, those vouchers that I approved, those will be included in the audited claims for today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, I think we're down to our last item, Mr. Mitchell, if you would
gentlemen,
come forward.
In the letter of intent, talking to Wood, I didn't get the contract back from them. Matt made his changes in the Senate, and we haven't heard a reply yet, but I'm sure they'll go. It just isn't in yet. I'll check on that today, but we can start working on the grant application with this letter, if you deem so.
So basically, we need approval of a letter of intent.
Letter of intent.
So that
we'll ratify the contract.
Pending our next meeting.
Yes.
And Matt's approval.
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. Okay. Everybody understand that? So if I could have a motion to approve the letter of intent for Wood Environmental and Solutions.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Permission to sign. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We get the motion passed. You can sign. I can sign. Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And I sign. You can sign any time. It's just now I can sign.
No, sir. I'm anxious to get going on this. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yeah.
No problem.
And we'll see you again next week.
Next week. And that's with Matt's blessing and approval.
Excellent. I guess, is it okay if I go copy this and give you a copy, and then when Wood gets there, send it, we get it back, mm-hmm. then I'll give you their digital copy of that?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, yep. Jim.
Believe it or not, I think we've reached the end of our agenda.
A lot of stuff today, Doc. You did a good job getting us through the day.
Yeah. Gets more challenging.
We made it.
Yeah. So those are approved. It's almost like department head, I have to approve the commissioners.
Okay.
So I just signed them. Carrie's got them. They're done. Matt, thanks so much. Really appreciate you being here.
Definitely.
I'm glad to be here.
Thanks, Robert. See you later.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Are we adjourned?
We are adjourned. Yeah, we're good. Yes. We're just catching our breath. I am.
Well done.
Challenging.
Doug, did you want to get with Mike about getting your computer?
He's taken care of.
Okay. Because you have lots and lots of emails.
Yeah, and I don't know why they don't come through, because early on they were coming through on my personal computer.
Because they're going to your Sublette County email address.
And that's probably not on your computer.
That's not on my computer.
But you can get it put on your phone if you want.
I don't want it on my phone.
In fact, we have a phone
for you. I haven't got a phone yet.
We got one.
Where?
Sure.
I think you got
Mike
a little bridge.
Yeah.
Well, Andy turned his in a month ago. Or 2 months ago.
I've inquired a couple of different times. I've never seen one yet, but that's the way it is.
Well, do you want to carry two phones?
Yeah, see, we had that conversation.
No, I don't. You mean my personal phone?
No, do you want a separate phone?
Oh, yeah. I want a separate phone. Yeah, I'm going to keep my personal phone as it is. I don't want all that stuff coming in on it. Whatever it is.
That's good.
Well,
I get to carry two phones.
That's okay. I know which one to take and which one to leave.
Yeah.
Leave okay, your now I'm betting a red beer on that.
Yeah.
I don't think I know.
I didn't say
I
that. I just.
A while and I gave my personal phone to my
Is this
wife.
Yours?
Yeah.
I use my county phone for everything.
Don't
I get a carry
no.
phone. I know somebody at Nanko carries three phones.
I couldn't do that. I can't keep
well, she keeps
carrying that phone without a caller ID, right?
Huh?
I think so. Yeah.
You don't have.